Hello, my name is Loira.
My name is Anna Malen.
Well, my full name is Francisco Ignacio Miguel Henning Mata.
Hey, my name's Riz.
I'm Jiyoung Kim from Korea.
I'm from Finland.
I'm from Spain.
I'm from Venezuela.
I'm from Singapore.
And I have been here for about 4 years, 3.5 years, becoming 4 years.
And I've been in England for 2 years.
And I moved here to do a master's degree.
And I've been in England for nearly 4 years now.
Been in England since September, late September last year.
First I wanted to learn English and then to work as a nurse, because I'm a nurse, actually. But then I got in the, you know, in the cookery cuisine world. And now I got my chef certificate and now I'm a chef.
I really wanted to do further studies, and studying in UK seemed quite okay for me to do more study and to get more like life experience and stuff. So I've decided to come here.
For my own case, I think, and a lot of Malaysian students as well, would face a lot of immigration problems currently right now because of the security concerns in the US. I really did not want to go through the hassle of going through a lot of questions at immigration and you know, being monitored or put just because you happen to be of a Muslim background. I find the UK is a bit more open-minded, a bit more understanding and tolerant, but I think that's because they get a lot of Commonwealth countries, a lot of students from the Commonwealth countries.
I wanted to study a media course, and while university studies are free in my country, that makes them also very popular, so it's really difficult to get into anything you particularly want to do. So here all I had to do was apply and provide the money. And I, you know, also appreciate the fact that you graduate quite quickly and you study hard for the 3 years and then you're done. So that's why I liked it.
Here was cheaper than going to US. There is another place that got, and it's like 2 or 3 years. And here just 1 year. So considering the money, is like good investment going here.
I guess one of the things that was hard for me to learn was all this pretentious sort of politeness, which is a cliche. Everyone talks about how the English are so polite and everything, but I don't think they really mean it. And I had an English friend force me, you know, teach me and force me to say please everywhere, because we don't even have a word for please. We just say thank you if we get what we ask for, and I had to learn to say please everywhere.
Things don't really seem to work in as we did. I think right now, the UK is in a sort of a, it just seems to be like in a slump.
Well, language, definitely, and people, and nothing much. Well, food, all the culture, actually. People are more, colder than Korean people, but people are very well organized.
The food. Yeah, the food, the gravy stuff. You know, they put gravy everywhere. You know, gravy in pork, in lamb, everywhere.
The prices of the stuff are so expensive. So expensive. But I think everything else is quite nice. Everything works properly. You get a good, healthy environment. I feel safe here.